Welcome to the Inside Out Show. I'm Devin Almonte, and together we are learning to see the world through God's eyes and doing our best to live that out in our everyday. AI is now doing the math for my chocolate habit. Okay, I love to have Ghirardelli chocolate chips. That's what I buy, not for cookies. I just like a handful almost every day, take a little bit in the evening. It's my thing. And I'm at the grocery store and I'm looking at two bags. They've got a 12 ounce bag. They have a 24 ounce bag. And I think the 24 ounce was on sale. And just because it's on sale doesn't always mean that that's the better deal. So I'm sitting there trying to figure it out. Do I buy two 12 ounce bags or just the one 24 ounce bag? And I'm doing the math in my head, percent off, ounces, price per ounce. I can do this math. Like, I learned this math in school. This is basic math. But AI is faster. So I take a picture of it with the price tags and so forth, and I ask AI to figure it out. And while I'm doing that, I'm thinking, our brains, this can't be good for my brain. Like, our brains must operate like a muscle. If I'm not using it, it's going to get weak. So this can't be good for me. And apparently it isn't. Researchers at MIT actually studied this. They hooked people up to brain scanners while they were using ChatGPT. And after 4 months, okay, not a year, 4 months, the people using ChatGPT showed about 55% weaker brain connectivity than the people doing the thinking themselves. That is all it took, 4 months. They had one group use ChatGPT to write essays. And when they asked the participants to quote something that they had just written minutes earlier, 83% of the ChatGPT users, they couldn't remember a single line of their own essay. Like, they wrote it, I mean, with the help of chat, but it just whoop passed right through their brain. So yeah, maybe my rule should be, if I want the chocolate, then my brain has to earn it. I got to do the math. So I'm a work in progress.